Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we have a song by John Jones, who is the voice of England's Godfathers of Folk Rock Oyster Band. We're going to hear a song from his first solo album, Rising Road, that he released in 2009. The song is called Henry Martin, John Jones, here on 101.5.
This is a message for Henry Martin of no fixed abode, believed to be traveling with his girlfriend Maria. This is a message for Henry Martin somewhere on the road. Please get in touch with your friends if you hear her. Rumors ran like pouring rain, reputations lost and forever stained. What it was they left behind, just what it was they tried to hide. Did she leap or was she pushed? A sudden break and hey, what was the rush? A friend said she had made it clear, one day soon they'd be out of here. This is a message for Henry Martin of no fixed abode, believed to be traveling with his girlfriend Maria. This is a message for Henry Martin somewhere on the road. Please get in touch with your friends if you hear him. He left the flat and headed west, picked her up alone by the Spanish steps, driving hard in the morning light, out of mind, out of sight. Just one look and a twist of fate. Now a small town hides his face and waits, and a family covers his shame as a radio voice intones their names. But memory fades, and who's to say day. Wayward boy and excitable girl, always living in a strange and horrid world. Two people in a different time, out of step and out of line. Just one look and a twist of fate. Now a small town hides his face and waits, and the vultures pick the bones, and the story just grows and grows. This is a message for Henry Martin, no fixed abode, believed to be traveling with his girlfriend Maria. This is a message for Henry Martin somewhere on the road. Please get in touch with your friends if you hear her. If you hear her. If you hear her.
He had time in his hands. He carried the world on his shoulders. Said, meet me at the Hudson's edge. Remember when I went down under? Took the B-61 cross town to where he was waiting at the ice house. Wish it was my house. Took me out back for a drink. Showed me the heart on his sleeve. Is a daily good thing. I see it in your smolder. I can't feel it in my hands. And I'm ringing them all now. I'm older. Remember.
That foreign country land, I'm married with. Up spoke a aged lawyer, and these words he did say: to hang a man for love, boys, I call it murdering. To hang a man for love, boys, that's murder you can see. Oh, spare the life of Riley, let him leave this country.
That was the McDades, a fine trio from Alberta, fronted by siblings Shannon Johnson and her two brothers, Solon McDade and Jeremiah McDade. We heard the trio's Celtified arrangement of a traditional song about Willie Riley that comes from the McDades' newest album, The Empress. And The Empress has been nominated for a 2023 Juno Award in the Traditional Roots Album of the Year category, as well as for 3 2023 Canadian Folk Music Awards, Instrumental Group of the Year, Vocal Group of the Year, and Ensemble of the Year. Before the McDades, a song by Aoife O'Donovan, who was born on November 18, 1982. She's an award-winning Irish-American singer and songwriter currently living in Brooklyn, New York. We heard a song called B61, a track from her newest album, The Apathy Sessions, that Aoife released last month. And starting off today's Waxy's Dargle Show, a song by England's John Jones and his band, The Reluctant Ramblers. The song is called Henry Martin, and this track comes from John's first solo release, Rising Road, from 2009. If you're just tuning in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, a song by Scotland's Melinky with their arrangement of a song written by Scotland's Archie Fisher and Bobby Campbell. The song is called The Shipyard Apprentice, and the track we're going to hear features Fiona Hunter on lead vocals. Melinky here on 101.5.
Horn was the very first sound that reached my ears on the morning that I was born. I lay and I listened to the shipyard sound coming out of the unknown, and was lulled asleep by the mother tongue that was to be. Thank you. the school 394, and I've dreamed of the world outside, where the revelers and the blitters watch the ships left in the clyde. I've served my time behind the shipyard gates, and I sometimes mourn my lot, but if any man tries to mess me about, I will fight like my father. Father's coat sleeve, I said I cannot see the track, so he picked me up and swung me round and hung me from his back. Settle down, son, settle down, they're starting any minute now. When you see them coming round the bend, you can wave and scream and shout. And there's always troublemakers here, but I'll keep you safe and sound. No harm can befall you here, 2 yards from off the ground. What a fine and sunny day it was, the best I'd ever seen. And what a view I had up there of beggars, kings and queens. How I felt so tall and grand, and how I held on tight. Those horses thundering round the bend flashed purple, green and white. Or was it something new that grew and burst onto the track? I felt my father's shoulders flinch, he threw me from his back. All those that had to look on such a sight. Lord, won't you bless my ears? Lord, won't you bless my eyes? Lord, won't you bless all those that had to look on such a sight? Dressed in white like a faded bride, 9 medals on her chest, blazing there like battle wounds pinned onto her dress.
That was Bard, a folk music sextet from Montreal that was first formed back in 1973. Bard's arrangement of Acadian and Celtic reels and jigs was popular around the Maritimes, Quebec, and overseas in Europe. And the founding members of Bard hailed from several corners of the world, including Pierre Guérin, who was Winnipeg Folk Festival's artistic director from 1992 to the year 2000. And Bard also performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 1978, 1979, and 1983. From Bard's self-titled debut album, released in 1977, we heard a medley of reels that included The Boy in the Gap, Banshee, and Music in the Glen. In front of Bard, a song by London's Maz O'Connor, who originally comes from the seaport town of Burrows-in-Furness in the County of Cumbria in northwest England. We heard a song about the death of British suffragette Emily Wilding Davison, who stepped out in front of King George V's horse at the Epsom Derby on the 4th of June, 1913. And Emily died attempting to attach a vote for women's scarf to the horse's bridle. And Emily is remembered as one of the most important figures of the British suffragette movement. The song we heard was called Derby Day, and it comes from an album that Maz O'Connor released in 2014 titled This Willowed Light. And starting off that set was a song by Scotland's Malinky called The Shipyard Apprentice, a track that comes from the band's fourth album, Flower and Iron, from 2008. And this track featured the vocals of Fiona Hunter, who replaced Karen Polwart in 2005. And Malinky was first formed back in 1998. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music. So if you can, try and stay with us. Before I get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Up next, Runrig, a band from the Isle of Skye that was first formed back in 1973 by brothers Rory and Callum MacDonald. And after 45 years as a band, Runrig disbanded in the fall of 2018. Here's Runrig with a song written by the MacDonald brothers called The Darkest Winter, right here on 101.5.
The darkness grinds on an eerie wind, and the hour before my collar to the wind, and I asked myself in vain, did I walk out here with you today, or did I come alone? But then I saw a distant sight, a heart behind the gray, come shine through the darkest skies, establishing my way. The blinding lights have turned away shadows from your door.
At the bridge, I look across the water, and in the mystic glow, when I see a way over by the lights out an old archive, I wanna go where they go. Gotta look in front of your eyes. That's where you find all the best surprises. Chase the sunset, take the old way down to the shore. Over, over, you can see heaven silent.
Because family's always lived on the North Coast, where for centuries the great whales have given the ghost. Like father and grandfather and his before, we pull up our living from off this wild shore. Well, my brother, he had no taste for the sea, away out west where he wanted to be. When we were pretending and playing at games, I'd be Long John Silver and he Jesse James. Waddy and Whaler, cowboy and sailor, ever inseparable too. Buccaneer, buckaroo. So the folks took it hard when he went away, but when a boy gets to dreaming, nothing gets in his way. We stood on the pier, we said goodbye, with nary a word or a tear in our eye. So I'm pulling my nets on the Newfoundland main, he's punching cows on the Alberta plain. Stars on the prairie, stars on the sea, I wonder if anyone's thinking about me. Waddy and Whaler, cowboy and sailor, ever inseparable too. Buccaneer, buckaroo. Now and then he sends a letter my way. Still me and my brother ain't got much to say. Though distance and circumstance keep us apart, we're swashbuckling outlaws still in the heart. So for the man on the ocean, please say a prayer. Hope the skies are uncloudy and the waters are fair. And one for the cowboy who rides in the night. Hope his bedroll is dry and his cinches are tight.
Waddy and Whaler, cowboy and sailor, ever inseparable too. Buccaneer, buckaroo. Waddy and Whaler, cowboy and sailor, ever inseparable too. Buccaneer, buckaroo.
Based in Alberta, that was the music of David Wilkie and his band Cowboy Celtic. An album which shows just how much Celtic music inspired the melodies played around the campfires in the old Wild West. From an album called Cowboy Celtic Collection, we heard a song called Buccaneer, Buckaroo. And before David Wilkie and Cowboy Celtic, Eddie Reader, one of my favorite female Glasgow singers, who's been entertaining us now for over 40 years. We heard a song written by Eddie called Argyle, a song that comes from her new 12th solo album, which is titled Light is in the Horizon. Starting off that set was Scotland's Runrig with This Darkest Winter, a track that comes from the band's fourth album from 1985. It's called Heartland. And that track featured the lead vocals of Donny Monroe, who left Runrig back in 1997, and he was replaced by Cape Breton's Bruce Guthrow. Roger Street Friedman is a fine New York-based singer-songwriter. Rogers just released a new album called Love, Hope, Trust that features a collection of songs that Roger wrote during the pandemic. The song we're going to hear is called Walls Close In. Roger Street Friedman, here on 101.5.
The alarm sounding louder as the TV turns on. It was a pretty good dream, but it's already gone. Can't keep the train on the track anymore. Got one eye on the clock, one leg on the floor, overcoats on a hook, your bag by the door. You know it's getting harder to make it as the walls close in and the weight of the day starts to press on my brain. And it sank or swim in the battle that's raging down under my skin. As the walls close in, and it's off to the races right out of the gate. Everyone's got a list and nothing can wait. And I run and I run, fall farther behind, with the wind in my face and the sun in my eye. Anyway the clock turns, there is not enough time. You know it's getting harder to take it as the walls close in and the weight of the days become links in a chain. And then chain in the battle that's raging down under my skin as the walls close in. And the years pile up like the leaves on the lawn, and you beg them and you tag them till they're wrong and gone. You know it's well north of easy, this regular life with the regular house, regular strife, and it all looks so perfect from the outside. But we're trying so hard to fake it as the walls close in and the weight of the days become links in a chain. And they chain you in the battle that's raging down under your skin. And the walls, and the weight of the days become links in a chain. And they chain you in the battle that's raging now under your skin as the walls close in.
Must you keep rolling, rolling into the night? People so busy make me feel dizzy. taxi light shines so bright. And I don't need no friends, as long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every Friday night. But I am so lazy, don't like to wander, I stay at home at night. And I don't need no friends, as long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Flies round Waterloo Underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friend, as long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise.
That was a song from a new album just released by two of Canada's finest musicians, Doug Cox and Linda McCrae. And Linda performed with Vancouver's Spirit of the West during the 1990s. The new album, the first that Doug and Linda have recorded together, is titled Beyond the Great Pause. And the song we heard from the new album is called Waterloo Sunset. And before Doug Cox and Linda McCrae, a song by New York's Roger Street Friedman called Walls Close In. And this track comes from Roger's new fourth album, Love, Hope, Trust. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's Waxy's Doggle Show. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Dreoch, a fine traditional Irish music duo made up of the husband and wife combination, Monaghan-born Harper Michael Rooney and Sligo-born flute player June McCormick. We're going to hear a medley of two traditional hornpipes. The first one is called McGivney's Favorite, And the second tune is called The Bird's Hornpipe. And this track comes from the duo's third album, Tobar and Kiol, that was released last year. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Drayok. Bye for now.